are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, good evening. Welcome aboard another edition here at Sports Overnight America. But we got Blake Byrne, who's going to be in here with a little health and fitness, a little health and wellness, and a special guest, Jeff Hoyt, coming up here. We look forward to it as we're live in New York City, and you can hear all the sirens and all the danger and the noise of New York metropolitan areas. We get ready for semifinals of the women today, and then on a Friday we come back with the semifinals of the men. Weekend Saturday, women's final; Sunday, the men's final, and the curtain will fall on the 2024 United States Open. It is opening night of football, though. It's going to be, listen, Kansas City, Baltimore, rematch of the playoffs. Obviously, Chiefs back-to-back Super Bowls. They look for the three-peat. I don't think they'll do it. But we shall see. And then tomorrow night on a football Friday, it's the NFL in Brazil as Philadelphia, the Eagles, and Green Bay and the Packers will collide. So the season will then be off to a rollicking start with two high-profile games on a Thursday and Friday. By the way, programming note, Friday's game, Peacock, just like that Kansas City-Miami playoff game. It's on the NBC streaming Peacock. So just a little heads up to you, Football Friday aficionados and NFL fans. All right, we come back. Blake Byrne will be joined by a special guest. We look forward to it. We will have updates tomorrow, some analysis of the U.S. Open, into it big time this year. We shall see. America's got a All-American men's semi with Fritz and Tiafoe going at it tomorrow. Now, don't forget, staggered start, Mets at home. So 3 East, 7 East on the late split with the semis. They're going to try to control the crowd over there with Citi Field right next to the Billie Jean National Tennis Center. Of course, Arthur Ashe Stadium tonight and over the weekend will illuminate big time. So we look forward to that. And what else can I tell you? It's going to be a huge college football weekend, headlined by Michigan and Texas, which will be huge. Iowa State, the Cyhawk battle at Kinnick Stadium. You know, you want to get a little bit crazy. Oregon, Boise State may have a little bit of an upset feel to it for a while, but I think Oregon will take care of business. We're coming back. Blake Byrne with a special guest. Health and wellness, some fitness talk, and more here on Sports Overnight.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well,
sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne. We got an amazing one today. The only health show that you need to listen to get your health on the right track. I got an amazing guest, Jeff Hoyt. Had him on last week, 2 weeks ago. I mean, amazing. So much information. Had to bring him on again because there was so much information to be told. We couldn't get through it all. Jeff Hoyt, how are you doing?
Doing fantastic. Glad to be back.
I'm excited to have you back. We're going to be talking toxicity, food, water, air, heavy metals, and maybe a little bit of biohacking. But I really want to jump into it. I want to start by discussing the biggest sources of toxicity. How are people exposed to toxins on a daily basis?
Absolutely. So the first thing to understand is that living in the 21st century, we're not going to be able to escape the toxicity, right? So some people just get so obsessive over it. We're not going to be able to live in a bubble and escape it. The good news is that we have built-in, God gave us these bodies that have built-in detox mechanisms so we can handle some of the level of toxicity. The challenge is when the level of toxins we're exposed to is greater than our body's natural ability to detox, that's where we can have problems because then we get accumulation and some of these toxic elements store in our bodies. So that's the first thing to note. But some of the sources out there, I like to start with just the food, water, and air, right? Start simple. So the food that we're eating, the water we're drinking, and the air that we're breathing, it's all going to be contaminated to some extent, and that is going to vary greatly based on what you're eating, drinking, and the air you're breathing. If you're living in a very polluted area and a metropolitan area like New York, then the air is going to be a lot more toxic than if you're living in the middle of nowhere on a 100-acre ranch type of situation. But let's start with water, because water is something that we're all drinking, we're all exposed to, we're all drinking every day. A large percentage of our bodies are made up of water. And a lot of people just think, oh, we live in America, we have great water, which is true, definitely true. We definitely have better water than a lot of countries, but we just naturally assume it's perfectly clean and safe and non-toxic, and that's not necessarily the case. So the first thing I recommend to people is doing something to clean your water, right? Get some sort of water filtration unit to remove some of the contaminants. Now, one interesting tool that people can utilize to see what exactly is in their water is the Environmental Working Group's website, EWG.org, and you can actually go on there, type in your zip code if you're on a municipal water supply, and you can see what is in the water. So every municipality tests for things, and it's interesting because a lot of times the safe levels of certain heavy metals and medication byproducts are greatly exceeding the recommended amounts. So that's just one tool. If you're curious what's in your body, I recommend everyone go check that out, because sometimes you'll be surprised and it might make you think twice about drinking from the tap, and you might want to start using the filter.
Yeah, having a good water supply to drink is very important. I mean, there's birth control in this water. There's heavy metals. All the pipes are rusted, so you're not even really getting clean water no matter what. Is there any other way other than getting a reverse osmosis system to clean out your water?
It really just depends on where you're at. I'd say just start with something. So a lot of people just take no action because it's overwhelming, and they say, I don't want to spend, $2,000 on this advanced under-the-sink system or whole-house system. But so one thing that I personally did for years was just go and buy reverse osmosis water at a local grocery store. So I would take the 5-gallon jugs, and I would just go fill them up for, between 39 and 49 cents per gallon, and then I would just consume that. So that's just a baby step. That's one thing. I've since, now I have my own filters, and I'm also on well water. But just start where you're at. Even getting a $25 Brita is going to be better than no filter at all. So, there's different levels of filtration. There's different strategies. But I would just start with what's in your budget and just start with something. And then as you research it more yourself and you find a more advanced system you like, then you can put that on your goals list to save up for.
Yeah, that's what I do. I go to Whole Foods and I bought the glass 5-gallon jug of Mountain Valley water, and then I can just go in there and use the reverse osmosis system for 45 cents a gallon. So it's really easy to get water that way, and there's not really an excuse of, I don't have the money for it. I mean, it's 45 cents for a gallon. But what about fasting when it comes to getting rid of these heavy metals in your body? Is the only way to really rid your bodies of these chemicals is it zeolite per se? Is that really the only way you can get these heavy metals deep in your system out? Or would intermittent fasting and getting into autophagy and the cellular repair help that?
Absolutely. It depends on the length of the fast. But I always tell people with whatever you're trying to achieve, there's always multiple ways to get there, right? There's a lot of ways to get from point A to point B. My goal is always to get there the fastest, right, the most efficient and effective way. So I think the main thing to understand is that you're either accumulating toxicity on a daily basis or you're removing it, right? So a lot of people that are chronically ill or have some sort of autoimmunity or cancer or complex health challenge, they're every single day accumulating more toxic elements because their body's natural detox mechanisms just can't keep up. And that's because their body is focused on other things, right? Fighting the autoimmunity, fighting the cancer. So the body doesn't have enough energy to put towards detox. In a healthier person, the body's naturally detoxing and doing a much better job. So that's one thing to consider. A lot of people that have a complex illness end up with high levels of toxicity as a result of the complex illness. So something needs to be done. Really, I think the most effective strategy for detox is to get healthy. And I know that's a lot of times not helpful, but the healthier you are, the better your natural detox capacities are going to be, and that's really the key. So different ways to get there, fasting is definitely one strategy, but a lot of times we've accumulated these heavy metals and toxic elements over 20, 30, 40 years, and they're not going to come out with a three-day fast, right? So they're going to come out, if they've been coming in slowly, they're going to come out slowly, and that's just because your body's only going to release them at its own pace, because otherwise if the metals and other things are coming out too quickly, it's going to be much too stressful of an experience on your body and can result in a lot of toxicity. So fasting, I think, can be helpful. Interestingly, short-term fasting could potentially result in a retention of heavy metals. So what happens is when you're, after about 16 hours of fasting, your body goes into survival mode, and instead of releasing things, it holds on tightly. So it holds on to minerals because it doesn't know when the next meal is going to be, and it also holds on to some of the heavy metals that we consider toxic. And that's because heavy metals like lead and cadmium and arsenic are similar in structure to essential nutrients or essential minerals, so the body doesn't let go of anything. So short-term fasting actually, in my opinion, doesn't result in a detox of heavy metals, but it will probably result in a detox of other toxic elements like potentially plastics and other environmental chemicals. So it kind of depends on what you're trying to detox. But I do like fasting because it reduces the total stress load of your body, because your body's no longer focusing on digestion, which takes up a whole lot of energy. Your body doesn't have to deal with some of the toxic byproducts of digestion, like ammonia and urea and histamine buildup and that type of thing. So then the body can focus its detox energy towards other things, the more deeply stored. So I do think fasting is definitely an effective strategy. It is one thing that you want to work with a qualified healthcare professional about, because it might not be for everyone, right? So it could potentially cause some blood sugar imbalances if you have severe issues there or something. So just like with anything else, right, generally, I think it's a great thing, but something to consider if it's the right time for you and how long of a fast you should go on.
So how much of these heavy metals are affecting our mitochondria? I mean, we learn it in elementary that, you know, it's the powerhouse of the cell. If the powerhouse of the cell is, you know, sick or weakened and it's multiplying, does that affect your body on a massive scale?
Absolutely. And that's kind of it's definitely a trend right now in the natural health and just health in general. The industry is mitochondrial optimization because, as you pointed out, right, we learn early on mitochondria are kind of the powerhouse and they're providing a lot of the cellular energy. And so we have all these supplements and strategies to try to optimize mitochondrial health, but a lot of people are not talking about why are the mitochondrial dysfunctional. And that's where a lot of times you have toxic elements like heavy metals that are disrupting the natural mitochondrial function. So really step one is to remove those toxic elements so your body can naturally regain its proper function, opposed to just trying to stimulate mitochondrial function. So yeah, things like mercury, things like lead, arsenic, cadmium, aluminum, gadolinium, thallium, some of these, you know, toxic heavy metals can definitely impair, you know, mitochondrial function. They can cause a lot of neurological issues, and different metals cause different issues. But for example, mercury, a lot of times will affect the central nervous system. So it can result in some neurodegenerative conditions. It can result in memory loss, that kind of thing. There was a researcher at University of Kentucky, Boyd Haley, who was conducting research on Alzheimer's. This was a number of years ago. And he came across he was studying mercury, and he found that mercury at the time was the only single element that was able to cause all six characteristics of Alzheimer's. And now there's more research showing that there's a combination of other things that can cause it. But his interesting, what he came up with was that Alzheimer's didn't exist before, I think, 1906, the early 1900s. And his theory was that it was the amalgam fillings, those silver mercury amalgam fillings that people started getting in their mouths in the 1840s that was causing the mercury toxicity resulting in Alzheimer's. Because the first generation of people that died with those fillings started developing Alzheimer's, and then now just a lot of people have those fillings, and it could be quite problematic. So that's one source of toxicity. You know, they call them silver amalgam fillings, but they're about 50% mercury, depending on the filling, and that can be quite problematic because they're, you know, over time they break down, and mercury vaporizes, and it goes towards the fat, and the closest fat to the teeth is going to be the brain, and it accumulates. So another note on Alzheimer's is that they've been doing autopsies for hundreds of years, and one of the characteristics of Alzheimer's is a shrunken brain. So they knew that it didn't exist before about 1900 because there was never these instances of shrunken brains before. So we can't blame it on advances in testing technology for the increase in Alzheimer's. There's definitely something contributing to it. And mercury, I would say, is definitely one of the components.
That's so fascinating. We'll be right back with Jeff Hoyt. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and you're listening to Live Better. We'll see you right after this ad break.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You're tuning in back to Sports Byline program. My name is Blake Byrne. I'm joined by my guest, Jeff Hoyt, also known as the Zeolite Coach. We're talking about toxins, air, water, everything that you need to know. I want to jump right back into it. We were just talking about Alzheimer's and mercury and how these heavy metals may cause it. But I've heard around that Alzheimer's really is just type 3 diabetes. Is that true?
Yeah, I've heard that as well. There's definitely an aspect of blood sugar dysregulation. So that if you have diabetes or issues regulating blood sugar, you're definitely at a much higher risk for Alzheimer's. But then the question is, why are you having such a difficult time regulating blood sugar levels? Maybe it's from the standard American diet and consuming too much sugar and other toxic elements, or maybe it's contributed to by heavy metals like mercury and other things. So that's why I said, you know, back when he did the research, Boyd Haley, it was the only single component that could cause all six characteristics of Alzheimer's. But there's definitely combinations of other things. Blood sugar is a huge issue, so I would definitely agree to some extent with that statement of type 3 diabetes. But I think there's more, there's deeper underlying causes as well that could be resulting in it. And it's usually a combination of things. It's usually not just one thing.
What's the impact of the circadian rhythm on the body in detoxing? I'm very curious because my circadian rhythm is definitely not the best, and I'm curious to how it is impacting my health. If I don't notice it, is it really impacting me, or is there underlying conditions that I may not know that I'm experiencing?
Yeah, absolutely. The circadian rhythm is actually one of the most overlooked aspects of health, I think. It's one of the simplest, right? So if you're experiencing a health challenge or you just want to optimize health, I think this can be a really good first step. And it's just your sleep-light-wake balance, right? So ideally, you want to be exposed to sun right when you wake up, right? So that's signaling to your body that it's time to wake up. Your body's going to start producing the hormones for the day. And then at nighttime, you don't want to be exposed to bright lights because that's going to trick your body into thinking the sun is still up. But just from kind of an evolutionary perspective, your body it doesn't know what to do. So, for example, melatonin in your pineal gland starts being produced when you're exposed to complete darkness. So if you're watching TV, you're looking at your phone screens, you have bright lights on your house at night, your body still thinks the sun is up, and it's going to have a much decreased level of melatonin production, and that could be one issue people have trouble sleeping. So to solve that problem, there's solutions like blue light blocking glasses. So you can buy, you know, these orange or red different lensed glasses that will shield a lot of the blue light, and then your body won't be exposed to that, and your body can start producing melatonin naturally. So blocking blue light is one. Of course, the best thing would just be not to have those lights in your house. Like, for example, I have red light bulbs in some of my rooms, so at night I can just use the red light, which is not emitting blue light, and that's not impairing melatonin production at all. And then right when I wake up, the first thing I like to do is just go outside for at least 5 minutes and just be exposed to the sunlight, right? So that's resetting my circadian rhythm. So there's research on it. It's becoming more popular even for cancer prevention because they know that impaired circadian rhythm can contribute to cancer and other things. So it's actually a lot bigger deal than I think a lot of people recognize. But I think it's just a simple thing. It's not going to cost you anything. Just going out, exposing yourself to natural sunlight, and then trying to limit the light you're exposed to in the evening. It's a really simple step to improve your health.
So I'm curious, staying on the subject of sleep, is taking a melatonin supplement good? Can you overuse it or get it to a point where your body stops producing that melatonin if you take it for too long? Or would you recommend a supplement like magnesium glycinate paired with magnesium threonate for sleep, for people who may have trouble sleeping?
So it depends. I mean, they can both be effective. Generally, melatonin will help some people fall asleep but not stay asleep. But when I recommend melatonin, it's generally not even for sleep at all. It's for mitochondrial support. So but to your question, is your body going to stop producing it? So that's a debated topic because traditionally melatonin has been considered a hormone, and when you consume hormones, exogenous external sources of hormones, generally your body will stop producing them because it doesn't need to produce as much because you're getting them externally. So that's the concern. The main melatonin researcher who's been researching melatonin for over 50 years, Dr. Russell Reiter, he says that there's no evidence to support that the ongoing supplementation of melatonin will result in your body not making it anymore. He says it's not even really a hormone. So that's his thought. There's some conflicting thoughts on it, but that's just what he says. He's the leading expert. So his interesting thing is that what he recently discovered is that 95% of the body's melatonin is actually produced in the mitochondria during the daytime and all day long. So initially, it was thought that all melatonin was produced by your pineal gland at night when you're exposed to darkness, and that's what helps you sleep. But it's since been discovered that that's only about 5% of the production, and the rest of the melatonin is being produced all day long, and it's a very powerful antioxidant for your central nervous system and your body, and it's produced in the mitochondria. So some people, the biohackers and people in natural health, are now supplementing with melatonin, not for sleep, but to optimize mitochondrial function and cell health and as an antioxidant. So kind of interesting. I think there's definitely a time and a place for it. It's something to experiment with. There's various doses that you can try as well. So for sleep, if it's going to help you sleep, you don't need that high of a dose, maybe 1 to 10 milligrams. The people that are using melatonin for mitochondrial optimization or for cancer treatment or something like that generally need a much higher dose, up to 40, 50, 60, or even higher milligrams per day. So it's kind of interesting. There's a doctor, Frank Schallenberger, who has a clinic in Carson City, Nevada. He does a lot with cancer, and he talks about giving all of his patients 180 milligrams of melatonin per day in combination with other cancer treatments. And he says it greatly reduces the side effects of the treatments and improves the therapy outcomes.
Wow, and what's doing that to the cancer cells when you take that melatonin?
So when you have cancer or any other chronic illness, you're going to have a very high level of oxidative stress. So oxidative stress is aging, right? So when we take antioxidants, it's to combat oxidative stress, right? And our bodies naturally have built-in systems to combat these free radicals resulting in oxidative stress. But when we have cancer or something like that, we're not going to be able to keep up, kind of like the detox. So taking antioxidant supplements can sometimes be very helpful. And melatonin just happens to be one of the most powerful antioxidants. So it's going to be able to combat some of those free radicals, calm down the body so it can naturally start focusing on the things it needs to focus on.
And to stay on the sleep, one more question here. I just got asked a question. What about people who get up before the sun rises? How do they get that morning sun? I personally, sometimes when I wake up in the morning, I do like my red light mask, and then I'll kind of just stare into the red light as well. Plus, I heard it helps improve eyesight. I'm curious.
Yeah, well, God bless those people. That's not me for sure. But, I mean, right, so like today, for example, it was here where I'm at, it was pretty cloudy, and I didn't go outside when I woke up, and I have a full spectrum sun lamp that I just went and just stared into for 5 minutes. So it's just this really bright light that has a high lux value. That's kind of the measurement of light that you want for like seasonal depression and for circadian rhythm. So I just stared into that. So there's, you know, it's like a $40 light. People can buy something like that will mimic the sun. And there's even special light bulbs that you can get that you can turn on that'll mimic the sun. So there's stuff like that. Nothing's going to be as good as the sun. But I think if you're waking up an hour before the sun or something, that's okay. That's still fairly natural because you're still going to be getting exposed to that sunlight relatively soon. So, I mean, if you're waking up 4 hours before the sun, I don't know how natural that is anyway, and that might mess up your circadian rhythm in itself.
Love it. Great information on sleep here. We'll be touched up on a few more things with biohacking after this ad break. My name is Blake Byrne. You're listening to Live Better. I'm joined by Jeff Hoyt.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
Gotta be fresh.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here. This moment together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Calling all motorheads. It's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
We're back. You're listening to Sports Byline News Network. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, joined by my guest, Jeff Hoyt, the Zeolite coach. We're talking everything toxins, food, water, air, biohacking. Our last segment here, sadly, a lot of more information that we could be talking about, but I'll pick the best ones that I believe you guys can benefit a lot from. I really want to touch up here, Jeff, on the most common nutritional deficiencies today. And how do they impact long-term health outcomes?
Well, great question. So, and I think it's probably going to be regional, but the soil is just depleted, right? The soil is not what it used to be. And because the soil is not what it used to be, the food is not what it used to be, right? So, I mean, like an apple might have 50 times less nutrients than it did 50 years ago type of situation. So not to mention that the food also has a number of toxic elements coating it now. So you have the addition of the toxins into the food and the reduction of the nutrients that are in the food. So that's where the argument for nutritional supplementation comes in. So I think one of the things that a lot of Americans are going to be deficient in is going to be iodine. That's going to be pretty common. Sometimes an iodine supplementation can be helpful. It's a very powerful supplement, so that's definitely something to research and consider. But iodine is incredibly important for thyroid function. And there's so many Americans and people worldwide, but specifically Americans that are dealing with thyroid issues, underactive thyroid, Hashimoto's, autoimmune thyroid conditions, and other things. And iodine is crucial for the function of the thyroid. So if you're having any sort of sluggish thyroid or maybe symptoms of sluggish thyroid, like difficulty losing weight, weight gain, difficulty regulating body temperature, that type of thing, then iodine supplementation might be helpful. Interestingly, in like Japan, for example, they're getting tons of iodine because they're eating a lot of seaweed. Things like kelp that are naturally high in iodine that we're generally not consuming here in America, and that the women in Japan really don't experience the same menopausal symptoms that the women here do. They're not getting the extreme hot flashes and the hormonal issues, and one of the reasons, potentially, at least in theory, is that because they have a much higher iodine content in their diet. So iodine is one. I would say magnesium is another one. And magnesium is just, and you mentioned magnesium earlier, threonate and glycinate for sleep. There's various forms of magnesium. Some have different, they have different purposes, but magnesium generally is going to be a very helpful supplement for a lot of people because it can help reduce the stress load too. And we're just also stressed in America and worldwide. And it's not even just the mental stress, but the physical stress and the internal stressors and the chemical stressors and all these things. And all those stressors are basically burning magnesium in our body. It's making our bodies go through its natural magnesium stores quicker. So even if we were getting the same amount of magnesium from food and water that we used to, we would still need more in this day and age because we're burning through it quicker, right? So one of the terms some people refer to is the magnesium burn rate. So basically, the sicker you are, the faster you're burning through magnesium or the higher your magnesium burn rate is going to be. So supplementing with a magnesium supplement, generally considered to be incredibly safe, and some people really notice the benefits. I mean, there's different forms, so some people use it for, you know, digestive support and to help them go to the bathroom, that thing, but just any form of magnesium is generally going to help to some extent because it's going to, your body's just going to be depleted in it. So iodine, magnesium, I would say potentially sulfur and selenium, just because of the levels of toxicity, and those help with mercury and other detox. Boron is another mineral that a lot of people are going to be deficient in, and that's going to be helpful for hormone synthesis. So if you're having hormone issues, sometimes boron deficiency could come into play. There's just a lot of things, right? So it's hard to say. It's going to be different for each person, but generally some sort of supplementation is generally going to be helpful just because, one, nutrient deficiencies in the food and water, and also the added toxicities in the food and water that are resulting in some deficiencies themselves in the body, right? So just by adding these heavy metals and the toxic elements into our body, they'll compete for space with the essential minerals and they'll push them out. So sometimes the body, for example, will hold on to lead because it thinks it's calcium, because lead and calcium are very similar in structure. So if you have a calcium deficiency, then your body will retain the lead that's coming in because it uses it as a placeholder. Same for cadmium and zinc. So if you were a smoker, tobacco smoker, or use some sort of tobacco product that is very high in cadmium, a lot of times you have low zinc levels because the cadmium is displacing the zinc in your body. So same with silica and aluminum. A lot of people are deficient in silicone because that's the natural antagonist to aluminum, and most people have very high levels of aluminum just because it's very prevalent, and the aluminum pushes out the silicone. Plus, there's not really silicone in the water. If you're drinking Fiji water or something like that, then there's naturally occurring silicone, but the water most people are drinking doesn't have it. So that's another one to add to the list, silicone.
So do spring waters have silicone in it then, if you're referring to Fiji?
Depends on the spring. There's just different sources. Fiji's the only one specifically I know that has it. And there's at least one study showing that people that consumed a certain amount of silicone-rich water were able to decrease their levels of aluminum in the body because of just the natural antagonism. Because they're just similar in structure. The body treats them the same. So if you're deficient in the mineral, then your body needs something for the cell to hold. If you don't have the mineral, it holds the metal. And there's a theory called ionic mimicry where the body will actually hold on to toxic metals because it can actually use them in place of essential minerals in an emergency. So although they're not considered essential, that's why some people have excess levels when they're very sick of these heavy metals, because their body's actually intentionally storing them in case they run out of minerals. They can use these metals in an emergency, even though they're still deteriorating the cell. So it's kind of interesting.
And a touch up on supplements of magnesium, there's like 8 different ones. You can't take all of them. What one specifically would you recommend, and what would the dosages be? Because I know that if you take too much magnesium, it can cause some bowel issues.
Yeah, so there's like the traditional magnesium for bowels is going to be magnesium citrate. So and some people are using it to cause bowel movements. So in that case, you would want to take a higher dose to the point where you're going to the bathroom more than you were before, and you know that it's doing its job. If you're using it for another purpose, you can. It just depends what you're using it for. The more toxic you are, the higher level you're going to use. So it's kind of like vitamin C. Someone that's chronically ill can tolerate 10 times as much vitamin C as a very healthy person. And you can tell when you have enough by the bowel tolerance. So once you have enough, then you're going to get diarrhea from the vitamin C. That means that was too much. So that's going to depend on your current level of health and your current level of stressor. So for magnesium, just for the average person that is just trying to optimize health, you could choose, I mean, there's magnesium glycinate, which you mentioned, which I think is a good one. There's the 3 in it, which is kind of for the brain magnesium, which I think is also another good one. And then, I mean, the magnesium citrate was more traditional, but a lot of people are kind of going away towards that because they're saying that's more used just for the laxative effect. But, I mean, if that's what you're going for, that's okay. Then you've got some other forms. There's some products that do combine 4, 5, or 6 of the forms, because they say, we don't know which form is best, let's just give you all of them. That's an option. There's magnesium, naturally occurring magnesium sprays, so that you can actually put on your skin topically, like ancient minerals magnesium oil, and then it absorbs through the skin. So there's things like that. So I'd say just start with something. Find something that your friend or even better, a healthcare practitioner is recommending, and start with that product, and then you can experiment with different types of magnesium and different products to see what your body responds best to.
I love it. I love it. What do you think about fish oils? I'm pretty high on them for the fact that Japan, they have a 5-year higher life expectancy than
the most, or the average world, I guess you could say, average country. And it's because they eat a lot of fish, and they've done a lot of research and studies on, you know, what these fish oil supplements can, you know, do for your, gosh, I forgot the metric it was, but there's a lot of studies showing that taking 2 grams to 3 grams of fish oils a day can improve your life expectancy by 5 years. What do you think of that?
Potentially. And the challenging thing with some of those worldwide statistics are there's a lot of assumptions that are made. So, you know, we're assuming that Japan's life expectancy has improved based on the fish consumption, but maybe it's the iodine from the seaweed that I mentioned earlier. Maybe it's because it's on an island that's of volcanic origin, so they're naturally going to be grounded and protected against electromagnetic fields better. So there's so many factors, but the fish oil is also becoming quite controversial because there's definitely research indicating that it can improve health, especially cardiovascular health, but then there's my kind of opinion on it is that it can be very effective and helpful short-term, but I wouldn't be taking fish oil forever and on a continual basis, because I think it can backfire. It also depends on the type of fish oil, because fish oil, like other oils, can become rancid, and then you wouldn't want to be consuming it because it's going to be causing more problems than that, right? So there's things like krill oil, K-R-I-L-L, oil, and that's naturally going to have an antioxidant called astaxanthin in it. That's going to prevent it from oxidizing. So that's one that I recommend for people, opposed to just like a Walmart fish oil that's probably been sitting in the back of a hot truck that's become rancid, and that's going to result in oxidative stress and issues. So it depends on the product. It depends on the person, the person's omega balance. So one of the arguments of why to take them is because our balance is so off because we have so many, we're consuming so many seed oils, right? The canola oils and all these oils that taking the fish oils can sometimes help balance the omega profile in our body. So I don't know what the verdict is at this point. I think they can be helpful, but with anything, I would say it's like fish. You don't have to eat fish every single day for the rest of your life to optimize your omegas. You can treat supplements the same way. So you can take omegas twice a week, just like you would eat fish twice a week instead of every single day.
I agree. How does poor air quality contribute to the body's toxic load? How does it build up, and how does it truly affect the body? What's building up? How do these air molecules hold these toxins?
Yeah, so I mean, one of the main ways that we're exposed and accumulate toxic elements is through the air we breathe, and there's just so many, because a lot of these toxic elements are so small and they can be suspended in air. So we talked last week about the corn sweat, right? So just some of the toxic elements from the agriculture, you know, herbicides, pesticides, things that are in the air that we're breathing in. There's mycotoxins. That's a perfect example, right? So that's not really controversial. People know that when they're in a moldy environment and they get incredibly sick, you know, mold can be very toxic. You're breathing those mold toxins in through the air. And then there's pretty much anything can be suspended in the air. It just depends on what it is. So I think, like in Iowa, where I'm at, the farming is a big issue because they're just spraying all these chemicals all over the place, and then you have these winds, and it's just blowing the chemicals all over the place. So one of the most controversial herbicides is Roundup, right? Glyphosate. Glyphosate's the active ingredient in a Roundup. And, I mean, there's many countries who have restricted or banned the use of Roundup, at least at the personal level, and the United States is just pouring this stuff all over the place. And it's kind of, it makes sense in theory, because you genetically modify, let's say corn, you genetically modify it or some other crop so that it's resistant to this poison, which is Roundup. And then the weeds are not resistant to the Roundup. So you spray this poison on the corn, the corn's unaffected because it's been genetically modified, but the other things get killed. That's great in theory. The problem is now you just sprayed all this toxic stuff because there's hundreds of chemicals in Roundup beyond glyphosate. This is now in the air. It's now on the corn. So then when someone consumes that corn, what is that doing to our bodies, right? So then they say, well, it's a low enough level where it's not hurting our bodies, but they haven't studied it for the microbiome. And that's really the problem with some of these chemicals. is the effect it has on the bacteria. So we have trillions of microbes in our body, and that's where Roundup is just destroying some of the good bacteria in our gut, which results in negative impacts for our health. So there's just all these downstream effects that the initial...
Hey, Jeff, I don't want to cut you off, but I have to. Thank you for all the valuable information. I want to give you 1 second to shout out your website and your product. I think you have an amazing product.
Sounds good. It's Zeolite Labs. Product is ZeoCharge. Good talking to you.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you for coming on. You guys listen to Live Better. Enjoy your guys' weekend. See ya.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
All right, welcome back on Sports Overnight America. Let's just get this straight right now. We got tennis action tonight. 13-seeded Emma Navarro against Aryna Sabalenka. It looks like both favorites tonight. Then later on tonight, 8:15 East, 5:15 Pacific, 7:15 Central, 6-seed Jessica Pegula Muchova is a slight underdog. So, you know, maybe we get two upsets tonight. They wouldn't be – well, maybe if Sabalenka loses, it's a huge upset, in my opinion. Pegula, on the other hand, Muchova, though, and I'm reading – has had a hip pointer, hip injury or something. She's not 100%. So there you go. We look forward to it. I will tell you, this is a great sports venue. It's a bucket list. It is. You walk into Arthur Ashe Stadium or even Armstrong, Louis Armstrong Stadium, you just see such great appointments. You know, the New York crowd, you know, they have to be hushed quite a bit. It's a gentleman's sport, much like golf, or gentlewomen's, a ladies' sport as well. But tell that to the New York fans. They can be a little vociferous. Great job out of Blake Byrne and Jeff Hoyt and Tyler Levine. Thank you. Dominic Jimenez, always a great job out of you. I'm Marty Terrell. Adios. We'll catch you tomorrow here on Sports Byline from New York. Adios.